The Hall of Fame career of Curtis Martin culminated on the grounds of Canton, Ohio on August 3rd, 2012. In front of family, fans, and his mentor, Bill Parcells, Kurt's dream had finally been realized. He was a Hall of Famer, amongst the greatest to ever step between the white lines. But Rome was not built in a day, and neither was the career of Curtis Martin. He battled adversity while growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Entering his senior year at Taylor Alderdice High School, Martin honored his mother's wishes by joining his high school football team with one goal in mind: staying out of trouble. After an outstanding season as a running back, Curtis accepted a scholarship to play football at the University of Pittsburgh. Over the next four seasons, Martin rushed for 2,643 yards and 15 touchdowns while establishing himself as one of the nation's top 10 running backs entering the 1995 NFL Draft.
Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
The 5'11", 210-pound tailback was drafted in the third round by head coach Bill Parcells of the New England Patriots. After three tremendous seasons in New England, Martin followed his former head coach, friend, and mentor to New York to play for the Green and White, quickly becoming the greatest free agent signing in team history. In his first of eight seasons with Gangrene, Kurt flourished, becoming one of the most dynamic backs in the NFL.
Testaverde takes the snap, the pitch to Martin running left. He's to the touchdown line. Touchdown, Curtis Martin.
Along with Coach Bill Parcells and the rest of the 1998 Jets, Martin propelled the Green and White to their second AFC Championship game appearance since 1968, rushing for 1,287 yards and eight touchdowns, earning him his third Pro Bowl appearance in the process. Martin was as consistent as any running back to ever lace up a pair of cleats. He ran with patience, speed, and grace, joining Barry Sanders as one of only two running backs to ever rush for over 1,000 yards in each of their first 10 seasons. In his 11-year career, number 28 rushed his way into the record books, securing his spot amongst the elite NFL running backs. Martin's 58 touchdowns and 10,302 rushing yards with the Jets is unforgettable. But what made Curtis Martin so special was just how durable he really was, finishing third all-time in career rushing attempts with 3,518, and consecutive games played for a running back with 119. He's also one of only four running backs to ever pass the 14,000-yard plateau, accomplishing that feat on November 25, 2005 versus the New Orleans Saints.
First and 10, Jets at their own 24. Hand off Martin off the right side. He's at the 30. At the 35. Out across the 40. Out across the 45 and brought down at the Jet 47-yard line. And that puts him over 14,000 for his career.
Perhaps Martin's finest accomplishment on the field came in 2004 at the age of 31 when he became the oldest running back to ever win the rushing title. Clenching the feat in the final week of the season versus the St. Louis Rams, edging out Sean Alexander of the Seahawks by just 1 yard. His eight seasons in New York will be remembered for his trademark running style, demonstrating patience at the line of scrimmage, the ability to survey the field, and his uncanny timing that would send him through the hole.
Back inside the five, touchdown! Curtis Martin with the patience of a saint!
Curtis has always held himself to the highest of standards. His accomplishments on the field, accompanied with his off-the-field contributions to the community, have made Curtis the Hall of Famer he is today. Now, 7 years after retiring from the game of football, Curtis Martin takes his rightful place alongside the best to ever play the game.